on RSN Central.
Greenlight on.
With Dan Malicki.
Time to talk some harness racing to finish up the show today here on RSN Central. And Dan Malicki, of course, joins us here for Greenlight On. There's a few SMSs coming through, and you can join our conversation for racing fans that want to have a chat about some of the harness racing that's been going on. 0416 90 50 52. We've had three text messages come in from WA fans. Dan saying, Gareth, make sure you mention the free-for-all there on a Friday night. It's the best open class race of the weekend, including the Inter-Dominion Heats. I had a quick look at it. I don't know about that, but it's a terrific race. There's no doubt that they've got some high-class paces there in the West these days. As I say hello to you, Dan, of course, Dan Malicki, you're brought to us by, for Greenlight On,
by Lowalong Farms, who are making a real name in the breeding industry in Victoria, Gareth, and their 2021 stallion lineup is world-class. It includes Poster Boy and Soho Tribeca. Both are from Australian Broodmares of the Year and both eligible for the VicBred Pure first win bonus of $12,000. Melmara, the high-flying US import with a speed pedigree, the world's fastest pacer, Lather Up, the globe-trotting square gaiter Speeding Spur, Shuttle Star American Ideal, Pastor Stephen, the proven sire whose book is filling fast, and top-class trot sire Bacardi Lindy. Remember the name, Lowalong Farms, part of Northern Rivers Equine. The stallions, news, video links, social links and more are at nrequine.com.au. And, of course, Melton Saddlery. It's great to have Melton Saddlery involved with Greenlight On. For 30 years, Pauline and the team have been serving the harness and racing industries and the equestrian sports. Melton Saddlery has the best racing brands from around the world at competitive prices, even the hard-to-get items. Riding and racing gear, trots racing apparel, all your supplements and vet supplies, and rugs for all seasons. Melton Saddlery for all your equine needs. You'll find them on the web at meltonsaddlery.com.au, and they're open 6 days a week in the main Melton Shopping Centre at 79 Unit Street. To place an internet order, shoot an email to hello@meltonsaddlery.com.au.
We've got that many sponsors these days on this show, Dan. We won't have any time for content, but that was beautifully done. What about the Inter-Dominion, mate, there last night? Luke and Belinda McCarthy dominating, and I think there's some terrific stories as well that we'll talk about as this show goes on this Thursday. But that's a complete domination of the pacing side of the Inter-Dominion. Five out of the six heats, and they create history, the first ever training driving combination to win all three heats on the one night.
Yeah, probably. You know, look, we're fortunate that we've probably got the number one and maybe number three or four seeds in harness racing that are competing in this Inter-Dominion. Otherwise, you know, it's a carousel series, isn't it? But I enjoyed last night, Gareth. I was able to watch on the Thoroughbred Central, and that made a big difference. It really made a big difference just to showcase the talent that was on offer. And the racing itself over the short trip at Bathurst was really good. You did a terrific job, and I'm pleased that Sky in particular put a bit of time and effort into it. It was thoroughly enjoyable. It was a terrific night last night. They had a big meeting at Launceston. Obviously, you have Hong Kong, Happy Valley, if you're that way inclined, and Mildura, which got put back. So there was plenty of action, and the racing there was great. The times were fantastic. I thought you were exceptional. You get my... Well, I'd give you two votes.
I'd
give you two votes because I think you're right. Belinda and Luke would have to share that. I reckon one interesting thing that will come out of it is that does Luke McCarthy have to make a choice, or will he stick with King of Swing? Because it might cost him an Inter-Dominion.
Yep.
I think Expensive Ego is the horse to beat in this series.
He won't be jumping off King of Swing, Luke McCarthy. He mentioned that last night. He also mentioned that this morning when he had a chat to Mickey Girrett and Michael Felgate. So Dave Moran will be driving Expensive Ego in this year's Inter-Dominion. And do you know what, Dan? When I arrived there on that Saturday night for the Inter-Dominion, I was a little bit like you. It was sort of like the Olympics, that build-up. We thought, oh, I don't know if I'm keen on the Olympics this time around, but once you get stuck in and you see the competition and then the stories start to develop and the Inter-Dominion, and it quickly makes you realise and it quickly comes back to you why the Inter-Dominion is so great, because it doesn't really matter who's competing. The storylines start to unfold. Then there's horses that get a little bit unlucky and they're trying to earn some points to get into the final. And I've thoroughly enjoyed the trotting side of the Inter-Dominion, the stories of the Rando family, Ray Harvey's story with the penny drops. I'm loving Matty Craven's story. Mari Law, the old-timer for Freddie Cruz and the Brosnan family. There's so many terrific yarns and narratives that are unfolding in this year's Inter-Dominion. And no other race in harness racing and no other race really or series in any code can deliver the storylines like the Inter-Dominion can from start to finish for mine.
Well, look, I think last night was important to be showcased that way, and yeah, it worked really well. I've always had a question mark on the Inter-Dominion series going to some of the regional areas, but I must admit, each time it has happened, it's erased my thought that it wasn't the right place to go, and it worked last night at Bathurst, particularly over the short trip. Racing was great, the telecast was terrific, and that's the thing. I guess in Victoria we've now become a bit used to Trot's Vision and showcasing what we've got to be able to find out more about those stories. You're a major part of that, obviously, through RSN and the opportunity through Sky, and last night to have the time to be able to do that. It was great to see Ryan feeling back involved as well. It was a terrific night. I enjoyed the racing, and the big names really stood up, and it sets up interesting because Sunday's is it a twilight or night meeting?
Night meeting. It's on Sky Thoroughbred Central. It's after the gallops.
Yeah, but I think that's a good move. I think that was needed. It gives an opportunity to showcase that off, you know, to a couple of other audiences and to lock in for the trots, you know, the hardcore trots people to lock it in and enjoy it because there's plenty of Victorian representation here and we're looking at a good chance, a very strong chance of at least being able to win the Trotters Inter-Dominion.
One of the great Inter-Dominion stories of all time will be if the penny drops can take out this year's Inter-Dominion. He is some story from basically the story behind his start of his racing career when it took him a little while to work it all out. And Ray Harvey's done a wonderful job. The jumps jockey turned to a harness racing trainer. And Grant Campbell's had a wonderful history in the sport who drives this this trotter that has just really hit the scene, especially this season. In the trotting ranks. He's now the second favourite, Dan, at 440. Pinkalaz is the favourite, 420. Grant Campbell joins us here on RSN Central on our Green Light program. Grant, good afternoon to you and congratulations so far with the job that you've done along with Ray and the penny drops. Geez, he's a big chance now.
Yeah, good afternoon, Gareth. Yeah, thank you for that. Yeah, look, we haven't won a race up here yet, but there's a little bit of hype on him and I hope it's warranted. From where I'm sitting, I think it is. I think the horse is going very, very well. You know, he's got really good points so far, so he's probably pretty safely in that, you know, in a good enough spot to be in the final, and I think they're going to know he's in it, yeah.
Grant, he's a very good stayer. We know that. His record suggests, though, last night was the short trip, and you sort of made sure that he didn't have the hardest of runs, you know, because he was probably going to get out-sprinted anyway. Last thing you want to have is a tired horse going to the halfway point of the Inter-Dominion. Is he tough, or are you wary of trying to get four runs out of him in 2 weeks?
No, he's tough, Dan. You could have... He probably could have been asked to do a bit more last night, but, you know, I made a comment to Ray on the way home. I actually went out to Bathurst with Ray and we were heading home and it was a fairly long drive home. And I said to him, I said, you know, we don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves. I said, but I don't think I'd want any other horse on the float behind us after watching those two heats last night. You know, I felt that he hit the line in his heat as good as anything, maybe if not better. And then, you know, no disrespect to the second heat, but there were some obvious failures from the favourite. You know, and the two horses that Cronulla'd the race, he actually held them pretty easy on night one. So I really think there's a lot of upside to him. You know, we've got to get through Newcastle, bit of a flat track and only a 2,000-metre race, but he should be able to pick off, you know, the tired ones pretty easy there to do what he needs to do to make the final and then he's really going to rally 3,000 metres around Menangle.
What I've been surprised a little bit with him, Grant, I wasn't surprised with his first run over the 2,300 metres, but just the dash that he showed, like, he went a 55 last half on the opening night facing the breeze, and he was climbing over their back. He has got a turn of foot as well.
Yeah, he's probably a little bit deceiving, Gareth. You know, when he's people generally take notice of horses when they win, and when he won those country cups, he was doing all the work. If you went back to a run at Bendigo, his second run back, this preparation, he was out the back and a mile off of the 400 and finished off very, very strong in not a bad field and ran pretty good sectionals that night. I think when it's needed under the right circumstances, he can run home pretty quick. But his strength is putting pressure on the other horses. So when you're better than them, you know, that's the way you've got to drive him. Not saying that that's how he'll be driven in an Inter-Dominion final, but I think there's more than one string to his bow, that's for sure.
Now, Karen, your wife, I think she runs second. Night Pistols definitely run a place in Adelaide, just missed. Now, you're on course here to be able to eclipse her there. I mean, that'll be bragging rights for life.
It doesn't happen very often, Dan. I often think back, this is a long time ago, I was actually leading junior driver for the first two or three years of my career, and then some young girl from Great Western come along and knocked me off, and I thought, who's this bird? And anyway, as it turns out, she's gone from strength to strength, and just maybe I might be able to put a trophy on the mantelpiece that she hasn't got.
Grant, we've got about a minute away from our next commitment, but just with Ray and his performance, Ray Harvey, former jumps jockey, he's only got a small team, but what a job he has done with this trotter.
Done an amazing job, Gareth. Deserves so much credit. He's not a big talker or anything like that. He just does his thing. But he's really looked after this horse and he's conditioned him very well. The horse has had 5 trips to Adelaide. Ray's a local Adelaide boy, so he likes to get back there. And he also had a trip to Sydney for the Derby. So, but he was never over-raced. So he's prepared him very well. The horse has matured into a beautiful, strong horse. And now Ray's reaping the rewards. And I just hope that I can be a big part of that.
As much as I love the pacing division, the Inter-Dominion, I'm enjoying the trotting of the Inter-Dominion this series so much because of the stories, the Rando story there with Timothy Red that, having his 16th start, he's won his second heat of the Inter-Dominion this series. But Grant, just back to your trotter here in the Penny Drops. He's a son of Danny Boucher that was, of course, produced by the Youngstown family at Wedderburn, trained by a former jumps jockey, and he gets his chance to win an Inter-Dominion. Now, this is something of legend, really, when you think about it.
Yeah, it is, Gareth. If you go through the maternal side of his family, you'll find basically nothing. He's a little bit of a freak in a way. He's not a freak. He's not a million-dollar winner or anything like that, but let's hope he's an Inter-Dominion winner in, 10 days' time. There's nothing in his maternal line at all suggests that he should be any good, and people would argue that putting a mare like that to Danny Boucher, you're probably not going to get anything either, but it just goes to show that what harness racing can be and can do. The mare is borrowed for that. It's a bit of a fairy tale story. And if you'd have said to me 3 months ago that I'll be driving the second favourite for the Inter-Dominion, I would have said, what planet are you from? Just never know.
No, it's a great story. We can't wait to see what unfolds over the next week and a half, especially at Newcastle on Sunday. Send our congratulations to Ray. I know he likes to keep a low profile, but it is some story and he might have to get used to doing some media a little later on. But Grant, thanks for that insight. Good luck over the next week and a half, mate, and go and get them.
Thank you very much, guys.
There's Grant Campbell with the Penny Drop. Stay with us, Dan. Little Teddy's the favourite here at Charlton for race number 2. Then I'll get your thoughts on some of the bigger races at Melton on Saturday night. We'll also take a quick look at that feature free-for-all at Gloucester Park on Friday night as well. Dan Malecki, green light on. Grant could have given us that tip there, Dan, with his wife, Kara Manning, leading all of the way in that previous race.
You rushed him off. You said goodbye. You didn't ask him.
I did. Oh, that's a very good point. But we're running out of time, Dan, as we always do, because this segment flies. What about on Saturday? There's a couple of feature races there at Tabcorp Park at Melton, and The Silver Chalice, the market is open for that particular race. Spellbound takes on Margita. One's $1.80 Spellbound, and Margita's $2.20.
I'm going Margita. It's probably a flip of the coin, or do we include the Pantheist in that mix?
I think you've got to include the Pantheist. Especially if she finds the lead, she can dictate
terms. Yeah, well, she's got the gate speed. I just thought she might have been a length off her best her last couple, but you're right. If she can lead, might be a different story.
Tornado Valley, what a wonderful trotter he has been. If he wins or, I think, finishes in the money there tomorrow night, he goes past $1 million. He's $1.40. I like Powder Keg. As much as I love Tornado Valley, I think Powder Keg has gone to a couple of new levels for mine.
I think he just has to start to pass the $1 million, but it'll be a bit more of a fairy tale if he can do it by winning. I think he can. He's got the gate speed. He should lead. Who else is going to lead him?
No, he will lead, Dan. There's no doubt about that. All right, mate. Love your work. Friday night at Gloucester Park. I'll get your opinion on that race tomorrow.